Hey, this is Cecil and Marsha Garrett. We are back to keeping it 100.
Hey, babe, so it's late. We've had a busy week, a busy May. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of stuff. Yes. We missed a podcast last week because we were doing a lot. Celebrating birthdays and preparing for a wedding and bachelorette parties. And it's just a lot that we're doing. We're about to have this banquet for our kids' awards banquet. Uh-huh. So we got a lot that we're doing. But we're here. It's late. We're recording pretty late because Amen. We got all the things that we're doing. But it's all good stuff.
Amen.
May is always pretty busy for us. Mm-hmm. May and August.
Yeah. Dealing with birthdays and dealing with
Mother's Day. We just celebrated Mother's Day, yeah.
Like you said, wedding coming mm-hmm. up, banquet. And just a lot of things to do and trying to maintain a good attitude while we doing that.
Yeah. It's good stuff. But in the midst of all the good stuff, I was thinking about one of my absolute most favorite verses in the world. Proverbs 3:5-6. Mm-hmm. And I just started thinking about a poverty mindset versus a prosperity mindset. While I was looking at that scripture, because I have the scripture on our wall in the living room. And I was looking at that scripture and I was like, there is a way to prosperity mm-hmm. here.
Okay.
There's a mindset that goes with this verse. And there's some really big direction uh-huh. and big steps that we can take as we really hone in on what this scripture is actually saying.
Okay.
So it starts off with just like trust in the Lord with all your heart and mm. lean not to your own understanding. And that's just right there. It's a poverty versus prosperity mindset. Mm. So a prosperous person trusts in the Lord with all their heart.
Right.
And they don't lean to their own understanding. Mm. Leaning to your own understanding leads to poverty.
Yeah.
Because we tend to want to do things our way.
Yeah. And you're taking God out of the mix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're definitely taking God out of the mix
mm-hmm.
when we're leaning to our own understanding.
Yeah.
Because we're so used to trusting ourselves and trusting a different way, trusting a different plan.
Yeah. And the way I look at it also, do not lean to your own understanding. It's so easy to do because a lot of times we get impatient mm. and not waiting on God. And then we decide to make decisions on our own. And that's when the failure comes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What causes us to make decisions on our own, though? I mean, there's just so many different things yes. that fear of trust, mm-hmm. fear of trust in something other than you.
I say it's a short mind of you can't see it, you can't believe it. And you don't want to be in that kind of mindset because, once again, you're not really trusting in the Lord, like you said.
Yeah, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Trusting in the Lord. Poverty. Mm-hmm. I can't even begin to recall how many times we've found ourselves in situations that brought about poverty, a mm. poverty mindset.
Yes.
Poverty in finances, poverty in our relationship, because we chose to not trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. We lean to our own understanding once mm. again and fell short of the glory of God.
Yeah. The next part is, in all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight.
Mm-hmm.
Submit. I think that's a word that most people tend to shun away from. I know mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not submitting. What does that look like? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
It means
it was a struggle.
I mean, like, give up everything. I know, mm-hmm. right? Like, give up everything that I am and just let somebody else take control. Yeah. Like, what does this mean?
Well, I want to say something right there about that. Submit.
Mm-hmm.
From my perspective, I was thinking it was more so the woman, because we think of the word submit as thinking that's a woman's duty to submit.
Mm-hmm.
And but God was talking to the man first.
Mm.
And when he was talking to us, he was letting us know that we have to submit ourselves unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds a little juvenile, but it's a true fact.
Because
mm-hmm. you never know what people think. Sometimes people don't say anything because they don't want to sound slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we all supposed to make sure that we don't fall short
mm-hmm.
of the glory of God. We want to submit all unto him because he's our source for everything.
It's easy to submit to him. It's easy to trust him. And we learned that, though, over the years.
Yeah, but it takes time.
It does. It can mm-hmm. take time. I think it just depends on your life situations. I don't know. Like, if you have in a situation where you're having to submit to mm-hmm. a person that maybe is not following the Lord, that could cause you to not want to be submissive.
I'll say one thing too. you want to submit to things that's tangible, so you can see, and you fall short every time. Like a person, they guarantee, they have a job and they guarantee to get a check on that certain day, and so you submit all your beans unto that company, mm-hmm. that job. Because it's easy, because you can see it.
Mm.
You fall short because you ain't mm-hmm. thinking about, oh, I can't really see the Lord. Lord, understand where I'm at.
Mm.
And you know, everybody wants to use that excuse. Lord knows where I'm at. He don't know where you're at, because if he did, you wouldn't be in the wilderness.
Man, so gratification don't come quicker. You can't see where it's coming
exactly.
from. You're saying that may be a reason why people don't submit. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I was thinking... another thing for me is what I was saying, that mm-hmm. maybe submission doesn't come because you've been under a hard taskmaster.
Mm.
So when you talk about submitting to God, then it's like, been there, done that. I've submitted to people, I've submitted mm-hmm. to things, but God is not like people. God is not a man.
No.
So when we submit to him, and the Bible talks about taking his yoke, because right. his yoke is easy and his mm. burden is light.
Mm.
So when we take God's yoke, it's easy to submit. We put ourselves in position to submit to so many things, trust
yes.
in so many things, and lean to our own understanding in so many things
yeah.
that when it comes to submitting to God, it's like, I don't know. Mm. I trusted in this. I submitted to that. I did this. I did that. And then we fail to submit to God, yeah. which is the main thing, yeah. the ultimate thing.
One thing, you know, God is not a pusher.
Mm-hmm.
He does not push anything up on you.
Yeah.
You know, and man does. Mm-hmm. They try mm-hmm. to sell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just say, for instance, you will submit quicker to your doctor before you submit
ooh.
To God's healing. You know,
yeah, help us, Jesus.
I can speak from experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I find out the supplements that's out there that can help me with different things that was going on in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, whoa, I could have been doing this a long time
mm-hmm,
ago.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's so many things, like,
yeah.
you know, to submit to.
Mm-hmm.
Submitting our finances. I'm yeah. getting ahead of myself as I mm-hmm. wrote something down, but yeah. So if we submit to God, he's going to make our path straight.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have to wonder what's next or how to do something or where to go.
You got to look to the right. You got to look to the left.
He's going to keep your path straight if yeah. you submit, if you trust in him.
Yes.
Not lean to yourself. He's going to give you the mindset
mm-hmm.
to stay on the right path. It's God that gives us the health, the strength that we need. What's the scripture?
Mm-hmm.
The health to get the wealth.
Yes. Okay.
So we need a healthy mind. We need a healthy mind, a healthy mindset to go get the finances, go get the food, go get the relationships, go get whatever it is that he has for us. We need that healthy yeah. mindset to go get whatever the wealth is.
So now you're talking about faith. You know, you got to have faith. You know, the Lord, like I said earlier and I'll say it again. The Lord is not a pusher. He does not push his will upon you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to do it and submit on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is why he used key words, submit. You know, if you submit unto God and you focus on God, and then he said he'll make your path straight, that means it's going to be narrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the word says it. It's narrow way to mm-hmm. get to him. You got to look straight ahead. Mm-hmm. Gotta stay focused. Mm-hmm. Gotta stay submitted.
Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah. Yeah, submission is not a terrible thing. Mm-mm. So it says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Mm-mm-mm. Like, shun it.
Yeah.
Give it the cold shoulder.
Yes.
Push it away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back it up. Don't be wise in your own eyes. I mean, mm-hmm. there are so many different things we can do.
Yeah.
Because we watch so much TV, or we hear so many podcasts, mm-hmm. or we read so many books, that it puts us in position yeah. to make us feel like we're so wise and that we know so much, you know, that why submit to God?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to submit to God because I already know what the scripture says. I already know what this is. I already know how this yeah. is going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
But that could be scary. Yeah. That's a hoodwink.
Mm-hmm.
Trusting in our own self, being wise in our own eyes because we have a, you know, a doctorate degree.
Yeah. 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 I want to go back just a little bit. I was thinking about childhood
mm-hmm.
and we didn't have a whole lot. But we had a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a place to live. Yeah, I used to say we was poor, but no, we didn't have everything we wanted, but we had what we needed.
Right.
Because I'm still here today.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord made sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about poverty, you know, it's a part of. It's part of our culture, but it's not a part of who you don't have to be a part of it.
Hmm.
You can get away from it if you only just believe that God is going to guide you and send you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to have that faith that you know that God is going to do these things mm-hmm. he said he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of losing track of my mind. But anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead, dear.
So I can come and say, okay, yeah, we can think and believe that poverty is a part of who we are. It could be a part of our DNA makeup, and that is a mindset. Mm. Poverty could yeah. be a part of who we are, but it doesn't have to define who
not.
We are today.
It does not.
Okay? You know, like, if that's how we grew up in a situation mm-hmm. where there wasn't much food, there wasn't much money, there wasn't much positive talk, there wasn't much... Yeah. Much of a sense of security.
Mm.
Maybe that's that was the real the situation
mm-hmm.
That we dealt with or that we may have been in, but that doesn't mean that mm-hmm. that's where we stay.
Yeah, and one thing I would say also, you know, having a poverty mind is when you get older, you be thinking about things. You want things,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you didn't have these certain things when you were coming up.
Mm.
So everybody that really pushes themselves to do better than what they were or what their parents were, you know, trying to have a better house, want to have a better neighborhood, you want to have a better car, better position in your finances and mm-hmm. in your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just want to do better, but it's all about things.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with wanting things, but don't make that your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, once you put it out of place
mm.
and you stop seeking God first
mm-hmm.
and his kingdom versus putting him first yeah. and then allowing everything else to be added unto you.
Mm-hmm.
You put the things first and God second, yeah. then that's what the scripture's talking about.
Yeah.
You throw yourself, no matter how much money we have,
mm-hmm.
no matter how many friends we think we have, we've thrown ourselves into a situation, no matter how prosperous our business is.
Right.
We've thrown ourselves into a situation of poverty because there's rich people
mm-hmm.
that are not as rich as we are.
Right.
Because we know where our source is. We know mm-hmm. where our source of health and where our help, our source of strength is. We haven't always known that.
No.
And we were at odds with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Our finances were jacked up. We didn't know how to make wise decisions because we were being wise in our own eyes,
yeah.
doing things based off of our, you know, old DNA or our old way of doing things
mm-hmm.
that think yeah. that it was just terrible.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of stuff.
Yeah. We came together and you had a thought of how you wanted to run certain things, even our finances and our household. and I had a thought, you know, so they clash. But then, you know, throughout the years, we learned that that's not who we are, and that's not what we want. And, you know, we was able to get out of a lot of things. It's because of the word of God came in. There were certain songs that we played that lifted our spirit and let us know that we can do it. You know, and it all goes back to the Holy Spirit being there, talking to us, guiding us, giving us wisdom in areas that we needed it. And it helps a lot to be able to say that we don't want to say we made it, but we were in a better place than we ever been.
For us, there was only one way that it was going to work. And that was trusting in the Lord.
Trusting in the Lord, leaving him in everything that we do.
So trusting in God and not being wise in our own eyes brings health to our body and nourishment to our bones.
Okay.
So when we talk about the health without wealth or the wealth without health, trusting in God brings health to your body. So when we're not trusting God, we've had a podcast where we talked about anxiety and anger and frustration and how things just come up, how things come up against us. Not everything has to be an issue with our body if we just trust in the Lord. Sometimes there are things that take place in our body that we can't explain or that we don't understand. The doctor will just prescribe a medication because they can't really find anything necessary.
For every little thing.
Been in that situation before. Like, we don't know what's going on here, but you can take this. It's like, okay, yeah, well. Thankfully, I'm not the kind of person that just, you know, sure, he said it, I'm just going to take it. You know, I'm kind of think through things. But there's things that will take place in our body and things that will actually do begin to start happening in our body, like ulcers and stuff like that, or strokes and things of that nature, if we're being wise in our own eyes. But if we're not, then that's where the health comes from. God makes us healthy when we just keep our peace and trust in Him.
Point going there. That's right. One thing I was going to piggyback off what you were saying is, you know, the medication being the front runner in your life, or making it the front runner, and you shouldn't have to do that. I only can speak for me. When I was taking certain medicines, I was believing that it was really going to help, but all I got was a numb leg. And when I stopped taking that medicine, the numbness went away. I don't know what it was probably doing in my body. I could not feel my leg. And I'm like, Lord, you know, it shouldn't have to take a scare for you to listen to the Lord. It shouldn't. But if it does, I mean, that's warning comes for the destruction. And so I got my warning.
It brings nourishment to your bones.
Trusting
in the Lord brings nourishment to your bones. Like, that's literally the best medicine. And we're not saying that medicine, now I'll take an Excedrin every now and then if I get a headache. And I will pop some NyQuil if I get some sniffles. So I'm not saying that medicine is terrible. But that's not my source. Medicine is not my source. I don't need to have Excedrin to get well. I don't believe I have to have it. It's just a quick fix for me sometimes. I don't need to have NyQuil in order for my cold to go away. It's just a quick fix. I believe that God can heal my headache, and I believe that God can heal sniffles before I take Excedrin or NyQuil. And that's just the thing for me. So it's just not our source. I believe that God can do exactly what this word tells us. He says to honor the Lord with your wealth and the first fruit of all your crops. That really stuck out to me because I'm like, honor the Lord with your wealth. What is wealth? Are you ready for this? Is what the Lord told me. Wealth. The breath that you breathe is wealth. Your life is wealth. Because what are we doing with our life? We're giving ourselves back to people. When we have something.
And coming up short every time.
When we have something, we're able to give. When we're breathing, when we're living, we're alive another day to give something out. That's wealth. What else is wealth? Wealth is the family that we have. I was joking in my prayer when we prayed Saturday morning. And I was like, ooh, yeah, we got a dust yard. Ooh, but I'm grateful because that means I got kids. We got snot rags over here in this corner, and we got dirty clothes over here in this corner. But I'm grateful because that means we have a family.
Yeah.
I got a family to wash clothes for, and like there's a tore up game over there on the floor. But I'm grateful because that means I have a family.
Amen.
So there's a way that we can look at situations. Mm-hmm. We can look at them as a negative thing, or we can look at them as a positive thing.
That's right.
The fact that we have 6 bedrooms mm-hmm. says we have goodness.
Yeah.
It says that we're blessed.
Yeah.
The fact that there's toys all around this house, we're blessed. Mm-hmm.
Everybody have their own bed.
That's a blessing. The family, having family mm-hmm. is wealth.
Yes.
Having the ability to be able to read mm-hmm. and comprehend and pray is wealth. There are so many instances in the Bible that talks about how God hardened a heart. Mm. He hardened Pharaoh's heart. There was another situation. I can't recall it right now, but there was another situation where it talks about how God allowed a victory, or he closed the heart or closed the mind of a certain person. Mm-hmm. Like, God opens up our heart and our minds to understand who he is.
Right.
So the fact that we're able to read the word, mm-hmm. comprehend it, pray to God, be convicted about stuff, give him praise and honor and adoration and glory for everything that he does. Mm-hmm. He allowed that.
Okay. That's right.
That's wealth.
Right. Amen.
It's not to be taken advantage of.
Okay.
Or to be taken for granted. And then all we talked about the health. Our health is wealth.
Yes. And it really is. You know, because we you know, a lot of times, like I always say, I only can speak from experience. Mm-hmm. I took things for granted with my body. I just assumed, that'll go away. It is not gonna be like that forever. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you kid yourself by thinking if whatever's going on with your body is going away, and if you're fooling yourself at that time, mm-hmm. you know, because it went away for a moment, it always comes back. But you don't want things to come back. You want to end it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if God's a healer, he's a healer.
That's it. Point blank. That's trusting in the Lord with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So then, I'm like, so if we're honoring the Lord with our wealth mm-hmm. and the first fruit of all of our crops, what is the first fruit of our crop? When I wake up in the morning, the first fruit of my crop, which is my life, mm-hmm. or my family, the first fruit of that is, Lord, thank you for breath.
Lord, thank you.
That's the first fruit of my crop. If mm-hmm. I'm looking, if I see my kids in the morning, it's good morning. Mm-hmm. Hey, I love you. That's the first fruit of my crop.
One thing I would say, the first fruit of mine is to say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see another day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up, I'm moving around.
Yep.
You know, I'm still having access to my limbs.
Mm-hmm.
I can still see, and I'm breathing.
So if we're giving that to God mm-hmm. as the first fruit of our crop,
okay,
then the word says, then our barns are going to be filled to overflowing. And our vats are going to brim over with new wine.
That's right.
So if we're giving God thanks for our health and for our family and for everything else that he's given us, he's going mm-hmm. to fill our barns to overflowing.
Yes.
He's going to fill our kids with his goodness.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to fill our relationship with his goodness. He's going to fill our finances. The first fruit of our crop and our money is our tithe.
Okay. That's right.
And our offering.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to increase that no matter what happens. Even when we didn't have it to give.
Yes.
We gave.
We gave what we had.
The first fruit of our
crop. From our heart.
Like, there's just so many different things that we could give mm-hmm. the first fruit of.
Yeah.
So that God can get the glory, so that he can get back from that.
Amen.
So the barns are overflowing, and our barns, our heart. That's a barn. our heart can be overflowing with new wines of gratefulness,
mm-hmm.
and new wines of appreciation. Our home,
yes, yes,
can be filled with new wines of just everything good, all of God's goodness. Our bank account, mm-hmm. our relationships, our family,
right.
our friends, okay. the people we connect with, our mm-hmm. job, our business.
It, the list is
those
long.
Are the barns.
Mm-hmm.
It says that our barns will be filled to overflowing, and our vats will brim over with new wine.
This is a never ending like
newness
with the Lord.
Goodness, mm. wine is good. In mm-hmm. biblical times, wine was a celebratory thing.
Right.
Like you got to have wine. So to have wine, to have new wine, is a blessing. It's yes. a good thing. So I wrote down a list of things
uh-huh.
that were a poverty mindset. And then I wrote down things that were a prosperity mindset. So a poverty mindset is not content with anything. Mm. Never at peace. Rarely have a state of peace or joy. Just not content.
I believe that.
Ready to do the next thing. Mm-hmm. Your mind can't rest. You always focus on what you got to do next.
Yeah.
Poverty.
Yeah. Can I say something right here?
Mm-hmm.
There was a time. And you understand where I'm going when I go with it. I was trying to, what they say, make the ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so only ends was meeting was me missing out on sleep, having enough rest, having enough time with my family, because I was trying to make the ends meet
mm-hmm.
by doing two and three jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, and taking away from my family what they really needed was that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank Lord that I'm still here today, you know, because I could have really took myself out with all the work that I was mm-hmm. trying to put in, trying to make the ends meet.
Right.
They never met. Mm.
Not the way we wanted to.
No.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, just want to make sure that we give God our first fruits in everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a long time. I hope it does not take any more people of faith to have wait a long time to get it,
mm-hmm.
you know, making sure that they get it the first time, you know. But this is why we do what we do. We want to make sure that we helping people get past themselves mm-hmm. and listen to the Lord.
So piggybacking off of that,
mm-hmm.
when things don't work out because we're doing things our way, not
yeah.
Being wise in our own eyes,
that's it.
Leaning to our own understanding, then we start saying, "Woe is me."
Right.
And to heck with everybody else because woe is me.
Right.
Is everybody else's fault. That's a poverty mindset.
Mm-hmm.
When we're really trying to manipulate yeah. the situation and do something that we want to do. So in your case,
mm-hmm.
it was three jobs. I'm going to manipulate the kingdom and work three jobs.
Fear also.
Yeah.
Fear of thinking that I wasn't going to never be able to take care of my family. The shame that somebody's going to find out that I got to do two or three jobs just to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to work three jobs to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that if we want to. But then that health starts to fail.
Yes, it does.
That mental being starts to fail. Nothing's brimming over because we're too tired. So everything remains stagnant when we're not trusting in the Lord with all of our heart and not leaning to our own understanding.
Yes.
So what comes in is just stagnation.
Mm-hmm.
Woe is me. And woe is the situation. It's never going to change. We start to try to make things work for ourselves.
Right.
And then we get frustrated with God. Because we're like, I'm working three jobs and paying my tithes.
Yeah.
I'm paying my tithes. And ain't nothing working out. Well,
paying my tithes and ain't got no gas.
He didn't tell you to work three jobs no. either. He probably said, come off of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Go into full-time ministry and let me handle the rest. We don't know. I don't know. But we don't know. And we just don't know where the prosperity might be in situations like that because we're not trusting the Lord with our whole heart. Mm-hmm. But everything is everybody else's fault when we have a poverty mindset. Poverty mindset looks within. You said that mm-hmm. you were working three jobs.
Yep.
I looked within myself, you know, to be the good mom, a good wife.
Right.
You look within yourself to find your strength.
Mm-hmm.
When the strength and the help comes from God.
It always comes from God.
So a poverty mindset says, I can't trust in nothing but myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it this way. This is how I'm going to keep doing it until it works. It ain't never going to work. It ain't never going to work.
Submit.
Yeah.
And you make your path straight.
A poverty mindset has reasons and excuses why they can't give when they're in lack. Mm-hmm. I can't give nothing. I'm too tired. I can't give nothing. I don't have enough for myself. I can't give nothing. You know, I got this set aside from, you know, they got more than me. I can't give because they got more than me.
You know what happens with a lot of people? I throughout the years, I've heard it over and over and over. They're living for the miracle.
Mm-hmm.
They're waiting on the miracle to happen. The miracle's already there because God's giving you instruction. If you listen to the instruction, the miracle will happen for you right away.
Mm.
But you got to make your path straight and submit. God is not going to give unto you. He already did. He giving you breath. He letting you live. You're still on the earth. You know, he's giving you opportunity to do it right, the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's bringing somebody around you that's going to say a word and it's going to bring back to your remembrance. That's what the Lord said. Mm-hmm. He's always there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling you, make your path straight.
I can make your path straight. Just
make your path
if
straight.
If you trust me, this is what I can do for you. Yep. A poverty mindset says, the more I give, mm-hmm. the less I'm going to have.
Yep.
If I give away more, I'm not going to have much for myself. So they keep it.
Yeah.
No one gets blamed if I decide to make a dumb decision today.
Mm. Come
if
on.
If I decide to make a dumb decision, then that's nobody's fault but mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's a prosperity mindset.
Okay, that's it.
Uh-huh. Mm. It doesn't blame other people.
Yeah.
A prosperity mindset says, I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like.
Yeah, he covered
I'm not
going to
blame nobody. Mm-hmm.
He covered it all when he said, I can do all.
It doesn't matter what it is.
It doesn't matter what it is.
That's a prosperity mindset. It fully trusts in the Lord with their whole heart and doesn't lean to their own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to the cross, not yes. within. It finds a way to bless other people no matter what your season is. When we were going through a lot of what we were going through, we were looking for disconnection notices in other people's doors to pay their light bill.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was amazing that God have given that kind of wisdom and that kind of unction for us to do,
mm-hmm.
to do a certain thing like that. Because I was always looking like, okay, I was looking at our finances. I'm like, man, okay, we can't do this. We can't do that. But we paid our tithes.
Mm-hmm.
And things always happen. We got favor somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Not sometime.
Something
every time.
Something always came through.
Something always happened mm-hmm. where we can be able to take care of ourselves, get food, have lights, have water, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It always turned
gas
around.
Gas in the vehicles. I can't remember us having to park our vehicles because we didn't have gas.
Mm.
Something always came through.
It always did.
Mm-hmm. Even when our vehicles, like this last one, that dog on kill, that was Satan.
Mm.
But even with our vehicles broke down,
mm-hmm.
even in our season of what some would call lack, something always came through for us to get our vehicles fixed.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen.
It just happened that way. Like there was always provision.
Every time. And that's why I know everything's going to turn around.
Yeah. So a prosperity mindset says the more I give, the more I'm going to have.
Yeah. But we're not sitting back looking for the miracle.
No.
Because the miracle is already there. It's already there.
Yeah, like you said it.
Mm-hmm.
It's here already. No matter how crazy it gets, or no matter how crazy it looks, it's still a blessing.
Amen.
You know, the relationships are still a blessing. The kids are still a blessing. Mm-hmm. The money is still a blessing. The job, the business, they're still a blessing.
Yes, they are.
As long as our mindset is focused on the right thing and heed in the right direction. So.
When we have a prayer and we say, Lord, we put it in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
That was something we used to say a lot of. Don't really actually say it a lot now, but I was just thinking about mm-hmm. certain key things that we used to say.
Yeah.
And Lord, you know, we shouldn't have to wait. And I'm going to always say this, wait for the miracle. Because the miracle is already there. If you always wait on the miracle, then you're going to miss out on what God is saying to you.
Yeah.
What part are you supposed to play? Because you got to put your hands to the plow.
Yeah.
To make sure that these things happen in the right fashion, in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
God is a giver, but he's not a fool.
What's that mean?
He does not give hastily. Because he tell us not to do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, gotcha.
So we got to make sure that we follow the instructions that's mm-hmm. been placed before us.
Yeah. And so what you're basically saying is that God is a giver, but he loves us so much that he wouldn't place anything in our hands that we are not capable and able to handle.
That's right.
He loves us. He's the good, good father.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Trust the good, good father.
Amen.